Blog Talk Radio.
Sound Health Options Show, Direction for Truth Show, with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. You know, one of the things I love about this show and your voice and you is that I believe from hearing you, I've never met you, but I believe from hearing you that you are a very authentic person. And I think the people who listen to our show also strive to be very authentic people, because if not, they would not want to know the truth. So we are going to talk about truth this evening on Direction for Truth. We thank everybody for joining us. We are simultaneously broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio with Richard over there in California. You have a chat up and running, Richard?
I have a chat up and running over here, and also for people who are listening at Blog Talk Radio, where you can also, for those on WebEx, if you want, you can also listen at 347-850-1407. That's the call-in number for Blog Talk Radio. And I always, not just because I'm here, but because I like the audio over at Blog Talk Radio a lot. But for everybody, you can get to either what Sherry is running, which is the WebEx with an active chat there and things that we see as we talk about and do charts and look at people's charts. You can get to both of those by going to soundhealthoptions.com. Click on the radio tab, and then for today, click on the D4T, Direction for Truth show, and you will see there on the right-hand side the link to either get to the WebEx side, where Sherry is, or the Blog Talk Radio side, where I am. And you can join both. You can be listening to Blog Talk Radio and commenting over at WebEx, or both. So that's the way you can get to both of us.
We have some exciting things to show people today. So you might want to come into the Sound Health Options WebEx and look at what we're doing. We have about 20 announcements here before we get to the show, which is going to be about SPIN, again, Direction for Truth. We think that people ought to be able to know the truth before they take the next step and make any decisions. I have an exciting thing to show you, Richard, and this is from California. Look at this. This is the Organic Pharmacy Research Institute, and they have put up a link for bioacoustics, and they talk about Sherry Edwards, blah, 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 blah. This is that second layer we've been talking about. One of the things that happens while the pioneer is still alive is there's a problem. And it's only when they're dead and the second layer takes over that a lot of things begin to happen. And it's beginning. It's all this week people have been asking us to join their radio stations, not just shows, but stations. So that second layer is coming up. I am excited about this. And this is in California. This is in Los Angeles. And they do bioacoustics, EMF therapy, and light therapy. So awesome stuff. That's exciting. And it's about California. I know you have a couple of announcements, but we should let people know that we're going to put all the links in the chat. And we are being sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. And Richard has just sent me a little message that he lost audio. And he will be right back. So I know that he has a couple of announcements. And I am going to go ahead and do my announcements while Richard comes back. We have a two-day class coming up. I wanted to announce that. This is going to be a free two-day class. And it's going to be about revealing your fat switch. So the idea of why people are in this class just deals with They can't lose weight. They don't feel good. They're unhealthy. What switch got turned on? We've done a research project and we found out that there's actually a hibernation gene that gets turned on. And we are combining our guardian network with this class so that people can end up getting the software for free. We also want to announce that we have a new keynote up. And especially for today, we always put up a little saying. And the saying for today is, a lie doesn't become truth, wrong doesn't become right, and evil doesn't become good just because it's accepted by a majority. So we put up this information about frequencies coming to the earth. We call it the keynote. A lot of times we put up a little article with it. We've kept this one article up about science finally catching up with us because they finally detected gravitational waves and are measuring them coming to the planet. So we knew it all along. So we have titled this week's keynote, Our Energy Body and How to Predict Downtime. So the sternocleidomastoid muscle is one of the muscles, and the thumb muscle. There are some headache things coming up, some hypertension things. We have a short version of all of this, and then we also have a long version. Full multi-page keynote, click here. And that's done by Robert O'Leary. He is an attorney and likes to do things more thoroughly than I do. I keep thinking people just want to look at it quickly and go on. So we're putting up a lot of things that you can look at very quickly and then go on with it. The two-day class is going to be, that's advertised here, it's going to be the 5th and 6th. So we hope all of you join us. The more people who join us, the more things we'll be able to be giving away, and we're going to be doing a drawing for free software and scholarships. So tell all your friends about this and the link, soundhealthoptions.com, and I'll put the link in for everybody. Richard says he's back. So Richard, do you want to do your announcement that you sent over to me?
Yes. This is a great piece by EcoWatch. And the head of the article is, and of course you can, you know, as soon as I say this, we'll all feel the same way, I believe, is Bill Gates right about GMOs? And I thought, oh, no, it was going to be an article telling us that Bill Gates is right about GMOs or, you know, something like that. And really what the article is, very nicely done, it talks about, you know, Bill Gates' feeling about GMOs. Or actually, I should never use the term feeling in Bill Gates. I don't think Bill Gates does feelings. He does thinkings. And so what Bill Gates wants to do is advocate for countries like Africa, where he has a lot of push, he wants to advocate for them to use GMOs. And so supposedly to improve their nutrition and be competitive on the world market, you know, as long as the right safety things are done, that's really beneficial. Kind of a second round of the Green Revolution. Really? The Green Revolution and GMOs? Wow. And so the Africans and I think will choose to let their people have enough to eat. So he's using the angle of, you know, it'll make more food. But the rest of this article really talks about an unbelievable situation, jumping slightly, but it's talking about Hawaii. There's a great video on here. It's only about 4 minutes. That talks about how Hawaii is one of the largest test beds for pesticides and GMO crops to see how they all work. I'm not sure why exactly. I didn't know this about Hawaii, but I'll find out more. But really talking about how, no, it doesn't work. It just adds more pollution because then the crops are really weak. And, yes, they may be Roundup resistant, but that doesn't make them really any more productive. That just makes them Roundup resistant. If you grow things correctly, this is in my view, that if you grow things organically, like lots of farmers I know, you don't use as many chemicals because you don't need to, and you end up with a better end product. So it's a really good, informative article about GMOs, talking about, you know, Monsanto and the World Health Organization. So I'll post this in both links. It's really worth review.
We are trying to get someone from the Steiner organization to come on and talk about people growing their own crops. And we should do a whole show about vaccinations and Bill Gates and GMOs and just see what's going on there. Because one of the things we do on this show, for anybody new, is that we stick a microphone in front of your face and we look at the frequencies of your voice, like the notes in a song, and we see if there's sour notes and whether or not you're telling the truth or not. So we'll be doing that this evening with people who are trying to cram gold coins down your throat. So stay tuned, and if anybody out there is thinking about taking their IRA or their savings and turning it into gold, we have some hot news for you. So call your friends while we're doing these announcements. We talked about this a little bit before. That's an important announcement, Richard, and we should follow that up.
Mm-hmm.
One that we announced on Sunday, I want to announce again, and this is orthorexia nervosa. This is new medical disorder, mental disorder, aimed at people who insist on eating a clean diet. Talk about spin. If you want to eat good and wholesome food, you're a mental case. Is that a truth? Is this like people who wash their hands too many times, who want everything in a row? That is just absolutely incredible. Another one, latest studies show that glyphosate causes gluten intolerance. Not the gluten, it's the glyphosate. So we are putting a show together about glyphosate. We're going to give people the antidotes for this who may think they're gluten intolerant, and let's see if either the antidotes for gluten or the antidotes for glyphosate can cause a difference. We did this for radiation, and Richard helped us with that project. Which is one other project I want to tell you about. When you look at downloads, whoops, bonus is not supposed to be there. And there it is. We shut that off. I don't know who turned it back on. But it seems that somebody has been selling the program. And so we shut it down. And now it's back on. So I will go shut it off again. That's pretty disgusting. When we give away something for free, and then somebody sells it for $50 to somebody and tells them to call us to get their registration number. That's pathetic. But, as one of the people said, that's entrepreneurship. That's capitalism. So one other thing, a short announcement. Disgrace. Security guard stops North Carolina school choir from singing national anthem at 9/11 memorial. That's disgusting. They got permission from one guard, but another guard came in and said, you can't sing in public. You can't sing that song, particularly in public. They have now gotten an apology from the park and the state. Who makes up these rules that you can't sing in a public park? I could see if you were singing some raunchy song, but this is our national anthem. What do you think, Richard?
Wow. Well, I'm stunned by the idea that, you know, they're using the term security guard, and I see this gentleman in a blue jacket that says security. If you're an officer of the law, like a police officer, it says police. If you're a security guard, typically you're hired by the people that you're, you know, on their grounds, and you're a citizen who is a security guard on the side. You don't carry a badge, you don't, you know, unless you have the right to carry a gun. So it's stunning to me that a security guard could come into a facility, you know, like, what? What? North Carolina's, yeah, they're a mess right now. That's my opinion. They're a mess.
Well, the 9/11 memorials in Washington.
Yeah.
Maybe this was the national memorial.
Oh,
I don't
maybe.
Know if it was.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Wow.
I read
could
it.
You put that link in, could you put that link in the show notes, in the notes, or in the chat?
I think I think I'd better. Mark says, I guess I'd better go out and get a straitjacket for myself. You know, that's what it's going to. But
yeah.
One of the reasons we do this show is for people to be able to see the truth. And someday we're going to have a little handheld thing that says, oh, security guard, you're not telling the truth. We're not paying any attention to you. And just go from there. We're going to, any other announcements, Richard, I should ask?
No. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to talk about the truth. I think it's really funny how truth is supposed to be pronounced almost like tooth. Truth. What do you think would happen if everybody on the planet had to tell the truth?
I think politicians' lips would stop moving.
or be glued permanently shut?
Yeah. Yep.
Richard, when people don't tell you the truth, how do you feel?
Well, if I take it to a conversation I had not too long ago with somebody who I thought I kind of knew when they were turned out to be a climate denier, meaning that they're maintaining that there is no climate change. It's just, you know, how the pattern is and the thing and the stuff. And what we're doing has no effect whatsoever. And I'm like, I can't use any of those words on air. I was, you know, shocked, appalled, and I would say angry, mostly confrontive with more information. So I'm in a bad mood when that happens. I think I'll politely say that.
How about people in personal relationships with you if they don't tell you the truth? How do you respond?
Badly. Oh, actually, I don't. I can't say I respond badly. Oftentimes, what I'll do is just go away.
So they can't exist in your world.
Yeah.
They can't participate.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is for you?
I'm surly.
you're surly? Is that what you said?
I'm surly. That's what I said. I'm surly. You know, life is short, and I just don't see, you know, if somebody is going to, be really just unbelievably foolish about the environment or sexist or racist or any of those kinds of things, I just don't have, I have tolerance. Everybody has a right to their opinion, but it doesn't mean I have the right to not be in their opinion. I can choose. I have the freedom to choose to, like, walk away.
Well, is there, like, truth is relative?
Truth is relative. Truth is in, you know, my truth is my opinion. I agree with, although there is a certain part of that where I spend quite a bit of time reading and learning and researching and following up and doing more research to find out what my truths are.
Well, I looked it up in the dictionary, and it says the truth, the real facts about something, the things that are true, the quality or state of being true, a statement or idea that is true or accepted as true. Okay, do you accept this as true? From Bill Clinton, I did not have sexual intercourse with that woman. True, real, false?
In his thought, in his way of justifying, he did not consider himself to be having sexual intercourse with that woman. He didn't consider oral sex sexual, you know, contact.
Intercourse. And it really isn't,
yeah.
By definition.
Yeah.
Isn't that what lawyers are for? To separate
truth.
Yes,
they
seem
to be the,
Well,
yeah,
how about,
I'm not sure which side they're on.
And this one from Clinton also, I didn't inhale.
Well, I think that's
does
a
it
lie.
Make a difference? Well, does it make a difference? Look at what Obama put in his book of snorting heroin. Nobody seems to care.
Yeah, I don't think it makes any difference.
And this is going to tell our age. How about Nixon? I am not a crook.
I can see him making that face and holding his hands up.
Shaking his finger
Nixon
right in
really
your face.
Believed, yeah, he really believed he was not, I mean, it really is part of the truth that any one of us expresses is the context of what we think is the truth. I don't think Nixon thought he was lying when he said that.
Okay, how about the earth is flat?
They just didn't know any better.
Well,
then.
Things that are true are accepted as true. They didn't know any better. They didn't have the facts. The truth is relative. How about the earth is the center of the universe?
That's foolish, in my opinion.
How about, this is Bush, the younger, there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We must go to war.
I don't know. That's all I have to say about that one. I don't believe it was true. I don't know that he believed it was true. I think he was just a puppet of a giant machine and felt he needed to say something.
He did not believe it's true. We did his voice. And we also know that Colin Powell knew more about any of this than anybody. And when those 23 pages of secret stuff is coming out, I think we're going to find out that Colin Powell was right in the middle of it. Here's one. Is Elvis really dead?
Just by age, I think Elvis has to be dead by now, doesn't he? I think Elvis is dead.
But it was a controversy for a long time.
It was a big controversy, yeah. Cuba living, you know, sharing a cabana with Jimmy Hoffa. They both had that long, we're old enough to remember who Jimmy Hoffa was. You know, I mean, there's a lot of those rumors that get started, and part of it, and then I'll get off the soapbox, has to do with the media spin machine. Anything that the media can take, because it's all about click-throughs and all this, you know, profit-making, you know, making people have higher ratings, they will spin whatever it takes to make that happen, because ultimately the corporations that pay them say, we want, you know, make this spin so we make more money, make our advertisers happy.
Spin, and if they can get you to believe something that is not real, not truthful, and they can put their money in your pocket, they win. And that's what we're going to talk about. The idea of buy gold now, is that real? We're going to be telling the truth about, is it okay to go for the gold now? Well, it might be okay, but I don't think it's going to make any money. So here's a definition of real: actually existing or happening, not imaginary, not fake, false, or artificial, important and deserving to be regarded or treated in a serious way. And I think that's how we have gotten into trouble. We have decided that science is going to prove what is real and what is truthful. And then we've talked about this a lot of times, about the science and how that is telling us what's truthful. Statins are good for you. Take statins. Low cholesterol is wonderful. Now they've come out saying, oops, we were wrong. Now that there's millions of people been ruined and their muscles deteriorated and their CoQ10 annihilated and their brain depressed, it's GMOs are good for you. Pharmaceuticals are good for you. There was one thing, I'm hoping I remember it, that was put out by somebody about the pharmaceutical company. One cured patient is a loss of revenue for the pharmaceutical company. One cured patient is a lost customer for the pharmaceutical industry. So everything that's going on, your partner loves you, Trump loves you, Benghazi didn't have anything to do with the decisions that Hillary made. We can show bioacoustically that that's just not true. So we're going to talk about truth is relative and what's really going on with the truth. somebody says no sound. I did the test. My speakers are on. Okay, if you have no sound, go to 347-850-1407. Oh, thank you for putting that in, Richard. I'd also stuck it in there. Other people are hearing fine, so you need to go over to Blog Talk and listen to what's going on. Okay, we're going to talk about some things today, and I'm hoping I'm going to be putting up the right thing. I want to put up the information about gold. And they say gold is a really good thing to buy right now. Well, we are looking at a chart of the last 100 years of gold. And you can see that it definitely peaks up and down. The last down was in January of 1970, and an ounce of gold was $229.34. Then it went up and peaked in 1979, 9 years later, and it was $1,409.25. Now, this is an important piece of time, because then it bottomed out in March of 2001 at 354. It lost three times its value and was in a deep depression. During that time, I worked for an accelerator lab. And during that time, what they were working on was changing lead into gold. And they found out they could do it. But it cost about $3,000 an ounce to do it. But great things happened here when they tried to accelerate the price of gold in the 80s, so that they could just create some gold and go sell it, and there it would be. But what really happened with this, and America is on the gold standard, or supposed to be, it's not really, but we think that when they found out that they could create gold, the gold standard just went by the wayside. They found out that they could do what they call nuclear transmutation. And I'm reading now from Wikipedia, nuclear transmutation, and I will put this in the chat for everyone. It transpired that under true nuclear transmutation, it is far easier to turn gold into lead than the reverse reaction, which was the one the alchemists had ardently pursued. Nuclear experiments have successfully transmuted lead into gold, but the expense far exceeds any gain. It would be easier to convert gold into lead via neutron capture and beta decay by leaving gold in a nuclear reactor for a long period of time. Now, when I tried to tell people about this experiment, because I was writing the papers and doing some of the grunt work about all of this, they said that was just totally impossible. It can't happen. But it did, and then they artificially tried to inflate it, and there you can see. They tried to inflate it starting in 1980. It is down again, March 2001, to $354. Now up again to $1,429 in January of 2011. Now it's on its way down again, October 2015, and that's as far as it goes. But there is another chart here that you will see. I'm trying to find the one it is. I hate not knowing where I'm going. That's William Devane, who works for Roslyn Capital. Okay, what we're looking at is live metal pricing. That's on the right-hand side, and this is silver. And you see silver going up, 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 up. You don't see these very erratic up and down as you do with gold. You see gold is up and down and up and down. I think there's a great manipulation of the price of gold by those in the know. Because we're going to show you some information that will show you the little guy doesn't have the chance of making anything. The big guys are dealing with it. So here's platinum, which you can see makes some little dips, but mostly it goes up. And palladium, it did have a crash April 13th. I don't know if this is this year or not, but then on up. So if you're going to buy coins, it looks like silver is the most stable. But let's look at some of the things going on with Roslyn Capital. Have you ever heard of him? Have you ever heard his commercial? This is what set me on edge. When I heard his commercials, I knew that he had an extreme private reason for doing this. It wasn't the truth about what was going on. There was hidden agendas. So here's just, let's see, there's two here. Which one should we play? Let's go back and play the one from the airplane. That's only a minute long.
Devane, and when I'm up here, I get a real sense of freedom. It's the same reason I buy gold. Gold gives me freedom from all the financial madness in the world today. I feel so much more secure knowing that my money is protected. And that's why I buy gold every chance I get. I buy my gold from Roslyn Capital because I trust them. No sales gimmicks there. Roslyn will beat any price of any coin at any time. Just call them. And Roslyn ships my gold in 10 days or less, faster than anyone else. So protect yourself from the problems of the world. Invest in stability with Roslyn Capital. What's in your safe?
Call now to get a free gold kit and a free IRA transfer kit. And with a minimum order, get a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-37-
Now, is this guy telling the truth? Do you believe him, Richard? You want to see the numbers.
He's a paid actor. Yeah, I want to see the numbers. He's a paid actor, so he's like a politician. Whether he's an investor or not, I mean, this is a paid position. I doubt if he's doing this out of the kindness of his heart. He probably took payment in gold, but he probably got paid.
Well, here is Ron Paul, who's a very truthful person. He's talking from the Senate floor. We're looking at a nano voice, and all of you can download this nano voice and do this totally on your own. We just record using the Audacity that you've learned to use, and those instructions are on the bonus software that's up. But we're seeing a lot of green, which means do and accomplish and get something done. We're seeing a lot of blue. Every note is full. He's telling the truth. I don't know. Yeah, we have the numbers here. He's talking about Roe versus Wade, a great foundation, but he has a blank in here, and then it goes up to childlike naivete and fantasy. His fantasy is in C sharp. His fantasy is in justice. Very little ego, but there is a separation. This tells me that he knows what he's saying is not going to do any good whatsoever. I think he got so disillusioned. Somebody got to him, either threatened him or just disillusioned him to the point where he could not go on. Here's another truth teller, and we've had Gwen on the show. This is Gwen Olson, who wrote Prescription Drug Pusher or something. Do you remember the name of her book? Where she
I don't,
talks
but
about,
I'll find it in a moment. Yeah. She talked about being a pharmaceutical rep. Yeah.
And how they try to get you on drugs at the very first opportunity so they can keep you as a customer. And you're looking at a lot of information straight across and a lot of numbers, and most all of these numbers are connected. She doesn't have very much in her childlike naive. She has very, very little in ego, very little in C-sharp justice. What she has, mostly, she has a score of 152 and normals 42 in a fantasy in the note of D-sharp. And she thinks by talking about this and writing this book that she will be able to help people not fall into this trap. But it is a fantasy of hers. It's not a reality. So you see two people who are telling the truth. Now, I did two different evaluations on William Devane. I wanted to see what his motivation was. So when you look at this chart, and we're looking at C, C sharp, D, with a bunch of speckles everywhere, and he's got 29 of this and 21 of that and 37 of that, look at 61. This is the male octave, a score of 61. We can look at the columnar view, and you can see that it's intellectual. It's yellow. So he's doing this. That's the highest score. He's doing this for an egotistical reason. What is the next reason? Is a 50. He has a 50 score on gut level. He really thinks this is helping other people. He also has a 59 score in fantasy. So he's convinced himself that it's going to help other people, but he's still split between fantasy and gut level reality. He has a 57 in childlike naivete in physical reality and making everything useful. He's trying to push this to make it useful, but he's really doing it for an egotistical reason. And when you see all of these holes, you can jump from one number to the next, but there's so many holes. This is literal. He's leaving out information. The next one we did, and I can't remember this one. I think it was about the future. I can't remember what he was talking about. But again, buying gold, and there's 73. Ego, he's again doing this for an egotistical reason. He has a 38, 49, 36 on some physical reality. He thinks this is going to be good for you. Even though he's withholding information, he thinks this is going to be good for you. Now, one of the things they say is the government is going to come in and take your cash. And when you look at him, he knows intellectually that this is doing his ego some good. But when you look at this G, G sharp, and A is red, he's not sure that's going to happen. He is just trying to react when he says the government's going to come in and take your money. And there's a lot of things here that says what can happen with this. But they don't tell you that the government can come in and take your gold just as easily as they can come in and take your dollars. And they say the government is beginning to take your IRA and your savings. Well, they're starting to charge you for having your savings in a bank. And I think that's despicable. The bank is using your money and charging you. So they're getting interest for you, keeping it safe for you in the bank, and they're getting interest about lending your money out to other people. But when you go put it into gold, it's not any safer than it is if it was in the bank and a dollar bill. Here's Executive Order 6102, United States Presidential Executive Order signed April 5, 1933 by President Franklin D. Roosevelt, forbidding the hoarding of gold coin, gold bullion, gold certificates even within the continental United States. You can only have a minuscule amount of gold. So them trying this fear tactic, I just think is despicable. Now, on top of that, we go back and look at the ratings for Roslyn Capital, and here is just one, a bait and switch. This happened November 16th, 2015, and I put it up here as a warning. This is a guy, Randy Dines, D-Y-N-E-S, and he was contacted by Eric Von Denton, D-E-T-T-E-N, about buying bullion, gold bullion, and saying the Chinese had just dumped bullion in the market and it was a good time to buy because price was down. Well, that is just so stupid at some point. The price of gold is down. Historically, when it's at this point going down, it goes down further. But if they can convince you to buy gold at this point, they might be able to keep the price up. So we begin to look at this. And what they did to this guy, and he was a coin collector, and they knew it, they sold him coins that were underrated, and I don't even begin to understand all of what this is. When he's talking about average spread cost 28%, plus I found it several times at Roslyn Capital, no matter what state you're in, they charge you sales tax, and they're not supposed to be charging sales tax on money. So somebody is making some money there. But he's talking about 3NGC certified coins, and he is a coin collector, and he gives a rating here that I think is important. Maybe it's at the bottom. I received my coins 9/3/15, and being a coin collector all my life, like my father before me, I knew the coins were not AU quality, gold quality. I immediately had 3NGC certified coin experts verify the coins, and they were not even close to being what Roslyn Capital said they were. The following are the results of the coin conditions I received from Roslyn. Coins had been cleaned, making them worthless to a coin collector. Coin had been cleaned, nicked on the rim of the coin. I don't know what VF means here, but the coins were incredibly not what they said. Not only did they charge tax, but the coins were not worth what they said. I contacted Chase, this Randy guy, via email expressing my disappointment and anger over the coins that I had received. I guess he thought I wouldn't know the difference between AU 58 plus coins and those that are worthless. Surprise, Chase. I did as well as three other independent coin experts. Chase is this guy calling me back. Chase called me back immediately. His voice was not the same calm, good guy that wanted to rescue me from Eric. So it's a bait and switch kind of thing. I told Chase I am canceling my order and was returning the coins for a full refund. Eric yelled, blah, blah, blah. He returned the coins, and it took him a long time to get his money back, $10,629.96. Now, what he states is that if you're going to buy coins like this unseen, you need to buy them through American Express, because American Express will go after these guys. There are many other examples about these bait and switch complaints. Here's one that says, I actually was not screwed yet, but Roslyn tried real hard. After watching their commercial, I called for the free gold and silver. I quickly shuffled between two slick talking guys. The second tried to ask me many probing questions. I said I was only interested in looking at the kit. This is when he went into super jerk condescending mode. I have my name and address, and he went back to probing, pushing questions. When I declined to answer, he said he wasn't going to send me anything if I didn't relent. I said, that's okay. He screamed at me, saying, you don't ever call back, and slam down the phone. Now, if these guys were legitimate, I don't think they would have these hundreds of complaints, big jerks, inferior products. So in this case, based on the amount of complaints and based on what we found in William Devane's chart, that he's not telling all of the truth, I would have to recommend against Roslyn Capital, particularly gold, because they're doing this based on something that says the government's going to come and take your money. Well, the government can take your gold just as easily. They're also saying gold is the best buy, when really you can look at the statistics and silver is the best buy. Now, I don't know any coin dealers. I don't know if Richard does. It's Roslyn Capital, and you can just find them online and find all of this information for yourself about what's going on. There's also reviews here that says they offer a solid and professional approach to converting your IRA to precious metals. Since 2005, Roslyn Capital has been selling gold and silver coins like the American Silver Eagle and the Australian Gold Philharmonic. Philharmonic, that's what it says. The site has one of the more user-friendly... Richard, do you want to say something?
No, they just the word Philharmonic got me as well.
But I would not buy anything from them. The ratings from all of the complaints I read, the ratings are faked. AAA rating, how could they, and have all of these complaints and people wanting their money back, and have received a few negative reviews. There's a lot of negative reviews. There's another woman that is selling gold coins. I don't know if it's through Roslyn Capital, but she's not telling the truth any better. So I don't have an answer, but here is what they put up on their site about their guidelines and their company. Billionaire quotes on gold. Now listen to these quotes and see if these quotes are about gold. I have Paul Tudor Jones, net worth $3.3 billion. I've never been a gold bug. It is just an asset that, like everything else in life, has its time and place. And that time is now. Carl Icahn, net worth $12.5 billion. The system is not working properly. Is that something about gold and gold good? I mean, that's just kind of crazy. Elke Bastida, net worth $30 billion. There's a massive shifting wealth to new economic power. That's not about gold. George Soros, net worth $22 billion. The U.S. dollar is very weak. Investors are moving to real assets. Yeah, like buildings and companies. M.C. George Muthoot, net worth $1.1 billion. In this business was as easy as it sounds. All my branch managers will be setting up their own gold loan companies. You know, so even what they have here is not in support of what they're saying it is. So read very carefully. Listen. Look for complaints. Know that gold and silver is not any more safe than putting something in the bank. And here is something that is another problem. This is from Damon Geller, and he talks about the government's need to get you away from cash. Many responsible citizens believe in paying with cash and storing their cash at home in a bank or in a safety deposit bag. But banks and governments have suddenly become hell-bent on abolishing your use of storage of cash by restricting the ways you can spend and deposit your U.S. dollars. and they are reporting countless transactions, cash transactions, to the police and government. Well, the cutoff is about $8,000. Anything above that, they report. The question is why. The frightening fact is our government has recently instituted numerous programs to track your financial accounts anywhere in the world, but tracking cash is much harder. Do you remember a couple years ago when I was forced on Social Security? Geez, 5 years ago. They made me give them access to my checking account. And when I asked, why, well, if we overpay you, we need to get it back. So I just set up another checking account. They put the money in. I take it out. I put it someplace else. So they can't track what I'm doing. You know, when I signed up for Social Security, they didn't say, you have to let the government have access to how you spend this money. I think that's incredibly despicable. In addition, our government aggressively pursues numerous programs to confiscate citizens' savings and wealth without due process, and it's much easier to confiscate digital accounts. They're doing this now in Puerto Rico. They're taking the savings accounts of the citizens and trying to take it and pay the state's debt. You see the commercials all over TV. Thus, cash has become a huge target. So better act now to move your savings and wealth out of cash and financial accounts and into private physical assets, and they say, like gold and silver. And what a crock! They're using something true to push you towards something just as unsafe. Gold and silver can be confiscated just as easily. Look at that executive order. And there was something on the bottom of this that I wanted to. Why the war on cash? The very least, banks imposing restrictions of the use of cash accounts to an attack on anonymity and an example of how financial institutions are positioning themselves to handle the fallout of the next economic crash at the expense of customers. So if there's a big economic crash, they're just going to take all the little people's money, put it in one pot, give it to the government, bail out the government, and who cares about the little guy? But I would not say translate all this into gold and silver. You just saw how an executive order, 6102, and go look at it, and that gold is on its way down. They're lying to you. Who loses the money? If they sell you gold at $1,138.92 and it drops down to $357, who loses? You lose. The person holding the money. It's not worth as much as it was before. One thing that we learned in investigating pharmaceutical companies is that they decide to do a new drug, let's say some statin drug. So they go out here and they do some kind of projection, and they say, this is a great investment. And they get all these mom-and-pop people to invest, and it's a new drug, and it's very expensive, and they only make a few dollars on it because here's the patent application, here's all the lawyer fees, here's all R&D. So these little mom-and-pops only make a few dollars. What they turn around and do is make a generic that they don't have to do anything, any R&D or anything. They keep that money for themselves, and they must have very deep pockets because that's how they keep the money. That's how they raise the money. So be very, very careful in even investing in any kind of new drug. Wendell, you have your hand up. I'm going to open your mic. Did you want to say something, Wendell? Wendell, your mic is open. Okay, if you want to put your hand down, just click your hand again. I'm going to go ahead and mute your mic. If you have something to say, you can put it in the chat. From Dale in chat, did Goldman Sachs' latest move into Main Street banking just give us a warning about the coming financial crisis? Well, even if they did, what are you going to do about it? Last time they took your house, the time before that, remember when they got you to turn in all your old clunkers and buy new cars, and then people failed on the new cars, and then they could buy them back for nothing? So they're depending on this. Let's take 1,000, 10,000 little people with a couple of dollars. Instead of making the government pay hundreds of thousands, let's go rip it off all the little people. So we've got to be mighty careful. And Ron Paul, on his Liberty site, is putting out the information of what is real. But there are a couple of sites using Ron Paul's name asking for money, and they aren't real. So they're just trying to use good Ron Paul to try to rip you off again. So just being cautious. It's now almost impossible to save for a retirement. Absolutely. I agree with you, Dale. Steve says, perhaps we could create and begin circulating a new currency based on good work. Each note is backed by the fact it was created. Okay, barter system. The government is now cracking down on barter systems that have sprung up on the internet, and they're charging tax on barter system. They're trying to charge tax on things you give away. They're charging tax on garage sales and yard sales. So they're trying to get you at every corner. Even barter, if you decide to give me something for $10 and I'll collect later on, they still want tax on that $10 from you because you got something worth $10. They've tried it with Bitcoin, and I think Bitcoin is great and wonderful to stay hidden, but they are trying their darndest to do that in. VF, very fine condition, AU, about under-circulated. Thank you, Dale. I didn't know those. You can tell I was just upset because the guy's voice was lying. Okay, we had two other things. Dr. Mark Thornton and Garrett Preston from Economic Detective Radio discuss a rising heroin epidemic and how drug prohibition causes homelessness. Yeah, and the only reason they made marijuana, major reason they made marijuana legal was so they could collect taxes on it. Yes, it was the right thing to do, but no, it's not the right thing for them to stick their nose in it. We had two other things that we were supposed to talk about. I will just mention them in passing because we've run out of time. One of them was Olympics going for the gold. They are now using bioacoustics. I heard this a couple of days ago, to help people with muscle problems, helping them be in top shape for the Olympics, so going for that gold. The other part of that is looking at BVR, Bureau of Vocational Rehabilitation, and they call it different things in different states, and being able to help bring back people who had strokes and can't talk. So going for the gold, going for something foundational. Three things we were going to talk about. Going for the gold of the White House. Going for the gold. Going for the top prize. Just a couple of things I want to add to this. You see what Trump has brought out to the public. All of this backdoor dealing, backstabbing stuff that used to go on behind closed doors. And if Trump has done nothing else but bring that out and show the people what's really going on, that they don't get a vote, that the wool's being pulled over our eyes again by the money people, Game, Dale to everyone. Game over, America. Get your money out of the bank and stop paying taxes, by Dave Hodges. Well, here's another piece of tax. When we buy something, every year we have to go back and pay tax on having that thing at the end of the year because we're a company. So we've paid taxes on these tables and chairs now for 10 years. We've probably paid more in taxes than we have for the actual chair. So it's all crazy. Going for the gold for the White House, is the gold going for the foundation? We're going to do a show about this, of going back to the people, how we originally put America together, not we, our ancestors. Can't take credit. Going back to be real, to be truthful. Going back to be representative and not do spin. I love the idea that they originally made a law that no lawyers could be in Congress because there's always two sides of something. I think we need lawyers sometimes, but at the same time, common sense and truth ought to win out. And we had a very important guest on Sunday that talked about the difference in living your life in a competitive way and living your life in a cooperative way. And I think when people tell the truth to you, they really care about you and they care about you making the correct decision based on truth. And when they don't tell you the truth, they just care about what they can get from you. So from this show and just that one little sentence, that one lesson, you can go call out the people who are not being truthful with you. They are not your friend. They are here to see what they can get. The truth is that the day ought to be for the betterment of all concerned. Not for one side, not for the person who has the most money or the most beautiful one or the orator or whatever. It ought to be for the benefit of all concerned. And if we all lived our lives that way, it probably would be chaos for a while. But after we got used to telling the truth, it might be a beautiful world. Richard, last thoughts?
Always pay cash? No, I'm kidding. I don't know. It's a whole, the whole category is mind-boggling. Oh, Mark's agreeing with me. I think about the always pay cash. Okay. All right.
Then they don't know what you bought or what you're doing with your money. Dale, would you put the link in of where people can watch the film Vaxxed? We downloaded several of the interviews because we think they are going to be taken off the internet, and we are trying to make arrangements to get the actual video so that we can show it to our people. I've seen it. It's incredible. And what they're saying it's about and what it really is about is two totally different things. They're trying to say it's about Andrew Wakefield, and it's not it. We will be doing more on this as time goes on. So thank you for being here. Please spread the word. Thank you, Dale. Dale's digging up the website. He'll put it in, and then we'll grab it. Thank you for being here. Please let other people know about what we came up with about gold so that they don't get sucker punched about this. Richard, when will it be up that they could listen to this?
You'll be able to hear the replay of this, the Blog Talk Radio replay. You can go to soundhealthoptions.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio link. And down there on the right-hand side is a player, and this show will probably be available there to listen to or to tell your friends about in about 15 to 20 minutes is my guess. And then, Sherry, you'll get the video up tomorrow, probably, by early tomorrow, my guess.
Yeah, or late this evening. This is so important. I am going to stay and get this rendered. It takes a couple of hours to go through it and get it up. But I will try to get that done this evening. Thank all of you for being here. Thank you, Richard. I feel like
thank you.
Chewed your ears off. thank you for listening.
No, there's lots of thinking going on. So, yes, thank you. I'm with Michael in chat. Always pay cash. Yeah, so there we go. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you on Sunday. And we're interviewing someone. That's all I can commit to at this time. I can't remember who. It'll be a surprise to all of us.
I thought I knew. I just forgot.
Exactly. It's a slippery thing.
I was going to look it up.
That'll be good. All right, everybody. Have a great week. Talk
later.
To you soon. Bye-bye.